How to Become a More Positive Person by Mark Reklal. Change is not always easy, but there are always small things we can do right now to get started in a new direction. In order to be positive, we must live positive. Here are 10 things we can do immediately to create more positivity in our lives. Adopt an attitude of gratitude. Write down 5 things you are grateful for every day. Your focus will shift and you will see more things to be grateful for. Gratitude recharges you with energy and boosts your self-worth. It's directly linked to physical and mental well-being. The attitude of gratitude leads you directly to happiness and is the best antidote to anger, envy, and resentment. Let it become part of your nature. Be grateful for what you have, for all the small things around you, and even for the things you don't have yet. Pamper yourself. Treat yourself very nicely. Be gentle with yourself and spend your time in such a way that makes sense to you. Do more of what you love. Every now and then, reward yourself with a gift for yourself for a job well done. Like read a book, go to the movies, get a massage, watch the sunrise, sit by the water, etc. Smile more. Smile, even if you don't feel like it. Smiling improves the quality of your life, health, and relationships. If you don't do it already, start to smile consciously today. It is confirmed that laughing and smiling is extremely good for your health. Science has demonstrated that laughing or smiling a lot daily improves your mental state and your creativity. So laugh more. Stop blaming and comparing. Let go of the vices of comparing and blaming and choose positivity. Look at what you have and appreciate it. Stop comparing. There will always be somebody who has more. And remember, the grass is always greener in the neighbor's garden. Forgive everybody who has hurt you, and most of all, yourself. Why forgive someone if the person did me wrong and it's only their fault? The short answer? It's a selfish act. You're doing it for yourself, not for the other person. This is not about being right or wrong. This is about your well-being and not losing a lot of energy. Anger and resentment, and even worse, reliving hate over and over again, are huge energy drains. Who has sleepless nights? Who is full of anger and doesn't enjoy the present moment? You or the person you're not forgiving? Do yourself a favor and let go. Listen to your favorite music. An easy way to feel positive and happy instantly is to listen to your favorite music. Make a soundtrack of all your all-time favorites and listen to them, dance, and sing. It might feel stupid at first, but doing this every day will be very beneficial. What are your top 5 favorite songs of all time? Why not make a playlist on your iPod, phone, or PC and listen to them right now? Do it now! Come on! How did you feel after listening to your favorite song? Any changes in your mood? What would happen if you made this a daily habit? Surround yourself with positive people. Watch who you are spending your time with. Jim Rohn said that you are the average of the 5 persons you spend the most time with. So you had better take this seriously. Choose to spend more time with people who bring out the best in you, who motivate you, who believe in you. Be around those who empower you. Remember that emotions and attitudes are contagious. People around you can be the springboard to motivate yourself, gain courage, and help you take the right actions. But on the other hand, can also drag you down, drain your energy, and act as brakes in the achieving of your life goals. If you're around negative people all the time, they can convert you into a negative and cynical person over time. They might want to convince you to stay where you are and keep you stuck because they value security and don't like risk and uncertainty. Live your life today. Most of us live like we have all the time in the world. We are so busy going after the big pleasures of life that we forget about the small ones. When will you start to take better care of yourself? Start exercising, learn something new, do the things you've always wanted to do, spend more time with your family? Tomorrow? Next week? Next Monday? Next month? When you win the lottery? When you have another job? When the next project is finished? There are so many other things that you have to do right now. You just don't have the time right now. A lot of people never discover the meaning of life until it is too late and they are just about to die. Bronnie Ware, an Australian nurse who accompanied the dying, wrote down their five top regrets. 1. I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. 2. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. 3. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. 4. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. 5. I wish that I had let myself be happier. Don't wait any longer. Live your life fully now. Remember that failure is only feedback, that problems are opportunities to grow. Do the things you've always wanted to do. Don't postpone them any longer. Don't fight life. Let it flow. Because, as Paulo Coelho said, one day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you had always wanted to do. Do it now.